Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is stop playing God. I don't know about you today, but I feel that this society is playing God. I feel like they're playing God at our universities. I feel like we're playing God and our governments. Come on, somebody. I feel like we're playing God in our church. I don't know about you, but even with our technology, the biotechnologies that's put in place, I think with these databases, I think with the satellites in the sky, come on, somebody. I really believe today that we are playing God. We're trying to control the weather. We're trying to manipulate the body. We want the perfect body. Come on, somebody. We are playing God in this society today. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm afraid for America. I'm afraid that America is playing God. And I don't know about you, but I personally think that our technologies today, satellites in the sky, oh, come on, you ain't listening to me because you look so pretty, but the satellites in the sky can literally zoom in on your house. We are playing God as a nation. We have taken Jesus out. And yes, we are playing God. And I'm here to tell you that America needs to stop playing God. Our churches need to stop playing God. Our universities need to stop playing God. And why are we playing God as a nation? Well, the Bible says in Isaiah 14, verse 14 through 15, Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Yes, the truth of the matter is, Satan always wanted to exalt himself as God. Satan tried to be God, and yes, even the kingdoms of the Bible have tried to be like God. Yes, we even have the Pharaoh in the Egyptian. They thought that they were God. Yes, we have dictators around this world that thinks they are God. They exalt themselves as God. But even in this time, in this verse, we're talking about the Babylonian Empire, this great empire who exalted themselves as God, and which would fall eventually. Yes, this fall of Lucifer in verse 12 through 15, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning star? How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will exalt or will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Yes. The spiritual aspect of we had a king, the Babylonian king who exalted himself, sort of like the Roman Empire who wanted to conquer the world. Yes, we have so many people today that are playing God. We have so many technology out there that really wants to play God. They want to control everything. I don't know about you today, but with all the manipulation, yes, we are manipulating everything. Our food supply, our health, we're manipulating. We are literally playing God. And I don't know about you today, but any society that plays God will ultimately fall. Any person that plays God will ultimately fall. Satan from the beginning of time wanted to exalt himself above God. But God says, I'm going to send you down to Sheol, to the lowest place. I'm sending you to hell. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning star. Here the prophet identifies the king of Babylon as Lucifer, son of the morning star. Some debate if Lucifer is the name of the title. The word means morning star or the day star, referring to the brightly shining object in the heaven. Whether it is titled or a name makes little difference. This one brightly shining king of Babylon is now fallen from heaven. Yes, how many kings in this world, thought, come on somebody, that they were God? How many people today think that they are God, that they are indestructible, that somehow their decisions don't matter? I don't know about you, but technology is being in place. They're literally trying to control this world. This is called the New World Order, and yes, these people at the highest level are playing God, and they're trying to control the world, and this is a sign of the Antichrist. Yes, they are playing God. The prophetic habit of speaking to both a near and the distant fulfillment. The prophet will sometimes speak more to the near or more to the distant future. Here is a good example of Isaiah speaking more the distant ultimate fulfillment. It is true that the king of literal Babylon shined brightly among the men of his day and fell as hard and as completely as if a man were to fall from heaven. I'm here to tell you, you people on top of the world today, you people that have a lot of millions of dollars, you people in Hollywood, you look real good, and you're on your TV shows, and you're making millions, and you think you're on top of the world. I'm telling you, a lot of you are playing God. A lot of you think you're invincible, but just like the king of Babylon, he fell hard. He fell down to the far. But there was far more brightly shining being who inhabited heaven and fell even more dramatically, the king of the spiritual Babylon, who is Satan. Yes, Satan wanted to be like God. Satan wanted to control all the kingdoms of the world. Satan wanted to control all the kingdoms of the world. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. Yes. There, in fact, are four falls of Satan, and this refers to his final and his fourth fall right here. Satan fell from glorified to profane in Ezekiel 28:14-16. This is what Jesus spoke of in Luke 10:18 when he says he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. This is the only fall of Satan that has already happened. Satan also will fall from having access to heaven. Yes, believe it or not, Satan did at one time have access to heaven, but because of his fall, he will no longer have access to heaven. In Job 1:12, and 1 Kings 20-21, and Zechariah 3:1, the restriction on the earth in Revelation 12:9. And we know that Satan no longer has access to heaven, and he is restricted to go to and fro the earth. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, the truth of the matter is that Satan tried to play God, and we have Satan here on earth who's literally taking over people, and they are trying to play God. We have the eugenicists. They are trying to play God. We have biometrics technology that are trying to play God. We have our databases, 360 body scanners. Come on, somebody. People are playing God today. I don't know about you, but you will never have the control that our amazing God has. I'm talking Jesus, God, the only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. He says that in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and only through Jesus Christ will you ever be in heaven. Come on, somebody. So Satan, who thought himself was the morning star, he thought he was the bright light. Come on. As finally as mentioned here in Isaiah 14:12, Satan will fall from the bottomless pit to the lake of fire, which we commonly know as hell in Revelation 20:10. Yes, this title, the Son of the Morning, Son of the Morning Star, this is the title of glory and beauty and honor which fit Lucifer well before his fall. See, the truth of the matter is, Lucifer was an angel who was very beautiful. I don't know about you today, but so many people are playing God in this country. Yes, they are playing God. They're playing God on television. They don't fear God anymore. We are becoming such an evil society. The morning is glorious. And in Hebrew thinking, the son of X is characterized by what? X. So before his fall, Lucifer was characterized by the glory of the morning. He was beautiful. When you wake up in the morning, when you see the sun come up, the glory, the shining of the sun. Yes, he was the bright and the morning star, but you know who else is called the bright and the morning star? Jesus himself is called the bright and the morning star in Revelation 22:16. Satan, though a created being, had some of these glorious qualities in himself. No wonder that Satan himself transformed himself into the angel of light. In 2 Corinthians 11:14, deceiving many with his apparent glory, beauty, and goodness. I don't know about you, but some of the most evilest people in this society will approach you with niceness, with goodness. Come on, somebody, but they are evil. Oh, come on, you ain't listening to me today. Jesus Christ is the true bright and morning star, and his qualities reign forever and ever. Yes, Satan did have some of these qualities, but I'm here to tell you today, so many people are playing God. They're playing God in your church. The pastor's playing God. I gotta tell you, nobody knows the mind of God. I gotta tell you, we don't even know the mind of God today. And if you were honest with yourself, you would plead mercy on your soul. How you are cut down to the ground. What a contrast, this being once so high, once so shining, once so bright, and now cut down to the ground. I don't know about you, but how many movie stars now have nothing? How many famous athletes now have nothing or in jail? Come on, somebody, you thought that you were so great, just like this king of Babylon. He thought he was invincible, like America. We think we can never fall. But I'm here to tell you, we can fall. Just America is on the verge of falling like Babylon. Oh, you ain't listening to me today. You've been playing God. You've been playing God, and you ain't fearing God anymore like America used to. For you have said in your heart, here God tells us the reason behind the fall of the king of Babylon, both literal and spiritual. The fall was prompted by something he said, even though he may never said it with his lips. It was enough that he said it in his heart. Yes. The truth of the matter is, you said in your heart. It was this pride, this grasping selfish ambition, this self-will that the king of Babylon is powerfully expressed in five I will statements. This is the essence of the self-focused and self-obsessed life. I don't know about you, but America has said in his heart that I will be like God. America has said in its actions, I will be like God. Yes. What were these five statements that Satan said? I will ascend into heaven. Heaven will be my home and my place of honor. Yes, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be enthroned. I will be exalted above all the angelic beings. This was the selfishness of Satan. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. I will sit in the place of glory and honor and attention. Yes, Satan controls many churches. Satan controls many denominations today. Yes, Satan wants to be above all angelic beings. Yes, Satan wants to be above the stars. How much technology today that we have in the outer space that can look right down onto Earth? Yes, NASA has that kind of technology, can look right into your homes, can see everything you're doing. We have databases that calculates all your thoughts, everything that you do on Google. You ain't listening to me today. We're making appliances that goes into our kitchen that can literally spy on us. Yes, we are playing God. We are playing God in every facet. We want to control everything. Yes. What was the last statement that Satan said? I will be like the Most High. I will be glorious and will be set equal to God, far above all the created beings. Every society that thought that they were God and invincible will fall. Every empire, every king that thought they were invincible has fallen. The Roman Empire, here the Babylonian Empire. What about America? We think that we're invincible. I warn you today, because of the pride, they've been playing God. Stop playing God, America. Stop playing God. We see in these statements not so much a desire to exalt oneself above God, but the desire to exalt oneself above one's peers. From this passage, it seems that Satan's desire was not so much to be above God, but to be honored and regarded as the highest angel above the other stars of God, receiving the glory and attention one would receive being next to God or equal with God, like the Most High. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. I think today people are playing God. I think they're playing God in so many ways. We're playing God in our technology. Hollywood plays God. We're playing God in our movies. We're teaching our young children that they're playing God. You know, we don't have the want to exalt higher than God to be like Satan. It isn't enough to want to be exalted above other people. You know, Lucifer was certainly a glorious angel, day star, son of the morning star, and also called the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfectly and beautiful. The anointed cherub who covers in Ezekiel 28, 12, and 14. Yet, there came a time when despite all his beauty and glory, he departed from the heart of God by wanting to exalt himself above the peers. There is coming a time in this nation where no longer will God be over this country. Of all the beauty and the glory, one day this country will depart. And yes, instead, the heart of Jesus says, the status of equality with God is not something to hang on to. I will let it go. I will give up my reputation, be a servant, live humbly among the men, and even die as excruciating and humiliating death. Philippians 2, 5 and 8, when Lucifer departed from his heart, he fell from glory. Yes, why are we playing God? You are playing God in this nation. You are playing God. All you got to do is go to Disneyland with biometric scanners. Doctors and practitioners, they're playing God with your life with diagnosis that they give their patients. Come on, somebody. Yes, God is being played at the lowest level to the highest level of our society. We are playing God in our government, our local schools, yes, and even our military. I believe America is playing God. We are setting up this control grid to play God over our lives. Yes, we are playing God with our appliances, from our washing machines, TVs, stoves, refrigerators. Literally, they are spying on you. They are now being built to spy, the technology to spy and to look into your house. And yes, we are also playing God over the American people by watching everything they do through technology. I think we also play God with the weather. Sometimes we rely too much on the weather channel or our satellites, and then out of the clear blue sky, something happens, like we get 140 tornadoes. We get like 140 tornadoes. Yes, there's a great deception that Eve had in the garden. Another great deception in Genesis 3:5, the serpent deceived Eve. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like who? Like God, knowing good from evil. The truth of the matter is, religion today wants to play God. Every religion out there is trying to play God. They have all the answers for you. But the truth of the matter is, people are playing God. The New World Order is playing God. Taking away our sovereignty. Taking away our freedom. Playing God. Telling you what to eat. They're playing God. They're saying they're putting new more GMOs into your food. They're playing God. They're raiding small farms. They're playing God. They're telling you can't drink milk. They're playing God. They're telling you can't have a lemonade stand. They're playing God. Yes, why are we playing God in America? This is the beginning and the fall of the destruction of the great Republic of America, because we have played God. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Yes, Satan has the art of deception. He deceived Eve in three ways. The first thing the devil did is to make the woman doubt the word of God. Yes. Now the serpent was more cunning than the beast in the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" In Genesis 3:1, the devil changed and contradicts the word of God. God said, "But the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the last days you shall eat of it, and you shall," what? "Surely die," in Genesis 2:7. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall," what? "Not surely die," in Genesis 3:4. Yes, the devil lied to the woman, and he said, "For God knows within the day to eat of it, and your eyes will be open, and you what? You shall become a god." I don't know about you today, but there's many religions out there that think that they will become like God. They really do. They think that they will become like God. Why did Lucifer rebel? Perhaps because he rejected God's plan to create an order of being made in his image. Genesis 1:26, who would be beneath the angels in dignity? Hebrews 2, 6, 7, 8, 2 Peter 2:11, yet would be served by angels in the present of Hebrews 1:14, 2, 7, and 8, Psalms 91:11 through 12, and would one day be lifted in honor and stature above the angels, 1 Corinthians 6:3, 1 John 3, 2. Satan wanted to be the highest among all creatures, equal to God in glory and honor, and the plan to create man would eventually put men above angels. He would apparently able to persuade one-third of the angelic beings to join him in his rebellion in Revelations 12, 3 and 4, 7 and 9. Yes, Satan wanted to be like God, and in this case it explains well Satan's present strategy against man to obscure the image of God in man through encouraging sin and rebelling to cause man to serve him and to prevent the ultimate glorification of God. Yes, Satan right now is trying to persuade people that they are like God. Yes, we need to stop playing God in this country. Satan is telling CEOs of big corporations that they are God. Satan is telling CEOs of big banks that they are God. Satan is telling people in high governments that they are God. Literally, they think that they are God and they can play with the emotion. They think that they can play with the heart. They think they can put this big control grid and play God over the people. 1 Peter 5, 6 expresses the true path of being exalted. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He may exalt you in due time. In Mark 9, 3, 5, Jesus said, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last, and all the servant of all. How many people today, they have this thirst for fame? How many people today want to be on these shows, these reality shows, these TV shows like The Voice? America's Got Talent. They got to be the next. They are playing God. They want to be the God. Come on, somebody. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. We worship individuals in this society, in this world, like they are God. I don't know about you today, but Satan from the beginning of time has tried to use people to distort the real image of God. He's tried to use religion, distort the image of God, and there's only one way to be exalted, and that is to humble yourself as Jesus humbled himself unto the cross. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. There's only one way to God, and it's not what Oprah Winfrey says. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can I get an amen? What did Satan say to Jesus when he was tempted in the wilderness? Yes, he says this. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And all this I will give you, who said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You know, there's only some positions, some high positions you can only get by worshiping Satan. Satan owns the kingdoms of the world. I always tell people it's very difficult to get into a high position if you're a Christian, because Satan owns the positions of the world. Some pulpits Satan owns. Some dignitary positions Satan owns. Satan owns governments. Come on, somebody. And you can't get into that position unless you bow down and worship Satan. And then, as he told Jesus, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. Be very careful of you who worship these people who think they're so powerful. Oh, I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of folks out there that think they're really powerful. They think that they can get away with just about anything because they have millions of dollars. But I'm here to tell you, to warn you, those kind of people have already worshipped Satan, and so Satan gave them the kingdoms of the world, but one day they will have to give everything up to follow Satan. Oh, you ain't listening to me today. That so many people today are playing God. They are playing God. Yes, the devil's final temptation of Eve is the most powerful one, because it is how Satan himself fell, wanting to be equal with God Eve tried to become a god herself by her rebelling against the one true God. How many people try to become God by religion because they think their works or their good works? And when the Bible basically says we're all screwed up, it says no one is right, no, not one, for all have sinned and fall short to the glory of God. And it says, come on, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. Come on, somebody. We are all messed up. We are all messed up. But religion says through our good works that somehow we can be exalted. This desire to be gods is so demonic because Lucifer himself said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. How many bishops in the church? How many bishops think that they are God? How many bishops think they are God because they have exalted themselves over religious denominations? The New Age movement and the desire to be God are very strong among the young college-educated people in America today. It is a religious movement that is centered in self. I don't know about you today, but America is a very self nation, and we need to stop playing God. We definitely need to stop playing God. Yes. All you need is within, one might say, with no defined order of sin, repentance, or salvation. Yes. You become your own God. The people worship the God of forces and promote the Aquarian Gospel. Yes. The New Age regards all religion and religious teachings lead to the same goal. All religions are equal merit. Satan's primary tactic is opposing God is not to foster atheism, but religion. Not to prove there is no God, but to show that every person is a God. I have not come to found a new religion. That says, I have come to teach the art of self-realization, something which is neither an ideology nor a religion, but benefits people to all religions and those who have none. Yes, in America today, you worship your God, I worship my God, and this God, leave my God alone, this God and this God. And the truth of the matter is, America was great through what? Christianity, through the power of Jesus Christ. The New Age does express the cloudy sort of religion, claiming vague connections with both Christianity and the major faiths of the East. The New Agers like to say that Jesus spent 18 years in India absorbing Hinduism and the teaching of Buddha, plus an occasional dab of pantheism and sorcery. Yes, there's only one way to God. There's only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ our Lord. We need to stop playing God. We need to stop playing God. Yes, and 2 Thessalonians 2:4, appeal to you like the power and the glory of God concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to Him. We ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teachings alleged from us, whether by the prophecy or by the word of mouth, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for the day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. Who's this man of lawlessness who is revealed? Well, this is the Antichrist, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself above everything that is called God or is worship, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself, what? To be God. The Antichrist is coming. This New World Order is coming to bring this one world system in. This one world system in. And this man will have control over every facet of the world. He will have control. He will say he's God over what? Every religion. Every religion. Think about the Pope. Think about the Pope who claims sort of control over all the Catholic Church. But this guy will control not only the temples of God or the churches, but he will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God. Yes, he is creating a one world government system. And what does it say at the end? That he is proclaiming himself what? To be God. He will be glorious. He will perform miracles. He will even raise the dead, the Antichrist. And yes, this new world order, this tyranny, is being infiltrated into America at a high level. We are literally playing God. People are literally playing God on your life. People are playing God for you. Come on, somebody. God has given us sovereignty. God has given individual liberties. Yes, and we need to keep those individual liberties. Yes, we need to stop playing God. If you're out there and you think that you can play God, I'm here to tell you that one day you will fall. You don't know. Satan's been trying to play God for since he's been created, and the Bible says he is going to Sheol. He is going to hell. We need to stop playing God in this nation. We need to stop playing God in this nation. We need to stop playing God in this country. Lord Jesus, help us to humble ourselves, to turn to Jesus who has died on the cross, who has died and buried and resurrected on the third day. Yes, there's only one way to God, and that is through the blood of Jesus. We need to stop playing God. Stop playing God. Amen.